Mudra. Mudra means mudam dadati, which gives joy to our life, is called as mudra. The joy, the best mudra is to have smile on your face all the time. That is the best mudra. That indicates you are happy. Not only that mudra, you are looking at a happy face, you are giving the joy to others' life also. Instead of having a long face, have a smile on your face all the time. That is it's the best mudra. Smile. And in the temples also, that all the altars, there is a smile, radiance on the face, smile on the face. When you look at the altar's face, you feel some sort of happiness within. If the altar's picture is a very angry face, you feel disturbed. You want to see, look at something very happy all the time. That's why in the temple when we go there, the altar's beautiful to look at. That gives happiness to us. We also should practice to have smile on our face all the time. And these fingers, we have 5 fingers. Each finger represents different elements in the outside as well as inside. The thumb indicates the fire element. This one, 4 finger, indicates air element. Middle finger represents the ether. This one represents earth element. Small finger represents water element. These 5 constitutions, our body is made up of 5 elements, and all 5 should be in balance. And any element, if it is not in balance, various ailments come to the body. And artha, our Ayurveda talks about mainly vata element. If the air element goes out of balance, they get vata dosha, or pitta dosha. If the fire element goes out of balance, they get the pitta. It's a fire element. And kapha dosha. If the water element goes out of balance, they get kapha problem. In Ayurveda also talks about that one. In Chinese medicine also, they touch upon this side also. And using these fingers, we can mudras. Using the mudras, we can use it for our own benefit. Many people in the traditionally, now everyone eats in the spoon. The ideally, when you are eating, try not to have spoon at home. Use your hands. Wash your hands. And they use spoon and fork. Fork has 4 prongs. I say this one as fike. And this has 5 prong. 5 prong. Why don't you use this one? Natural. It is it can bend also. You can move that one. And when you are eating in the fork, you are not touching the food. And you are putting directly into the mouth. Whereas this one, this energy you are passing on to the food, and that with energy you are taking. It is not in the day of now busy life, we buy from the supermarket ready to eat and ready to go, and we bring it and gulp it. We are not enjoying the food also. Plastic container, frozen, and we are eating. Because of that, various ailments, we are falling sick more often. And workplace also, you can see people are falling sick all the time. Try to avoid the cold food, frozen food, and try to cook fresh as much as you can. And best food is home cooked food. And while cooking, say some mantras or some noble thoughts, not whinging at somebody, that person is useless, this person is useless. And that energy also, some good thoughts, that energy. And whatever we are nothing but energy. Whatever you are saying is nothing but energy. That food ultimately converts into energy. Give the positive energy to yourself. That is the secret of best health. And while eating also, say that this may this energy, whatever in the form of this one, may this energy get absorbed well into the body. May this doesn't enter into me as a disease or sickness. And in Rudra, there is a mantra is there. Rudra mam vishantakaha. Don't enter into me as a poison. Don't enter into me. I think this is ambrosia, and enter into me as a life-giving force. Do not enter into me as a poison. So we should be mindful of what we are eating. That it's what we are eating, it's an ambrosia. It should be an ambrosia. It should give health, vitality, and nourish this body, nourish this mind, and nourish this soul. We should be aware of these dimensions when we are eating. And when you are bringing the forefinger, thumb and ring finger together, this is called as Prithvi Mudra. This is connected to the people with heaviness and bone problem and lethargyness. They find this one beneficial. This is associated, I am relating slowly, relating to chakras. This is related to Mooladhara Chakra. This one is connected to the Mooladhara Chakra. And this one, small finger and thumb together. Small finger and thumb, tip of them together, it is balances the water element in the body. Water element, it is connected to Swadhisthana Chakra. It's connected to the second chakra from the base, Swadhisthana. And this one is bend your ring finger, bring it to the base of the thumb. This is connected to, it is Surya Mudra, connected to Manipura Chakra. This is connected to Manipura Chakra. Bend your forefinger to the base of the thumb. It balances the air element in the body. It is called as Vayu Mudra. Balances, it's connected to Anahata Chakra. And this one, middle finger and thumb together, it is connected to the root of your tongue, thyroid, parathyroid glands. It's connected to your Vishuddha Chakra. Bend all four fingers together, thumb together, thumb inside, all wrap your fingers around the thumb. Now, when you have done this one, it is called as Ajna Chakra. This, doing this one, Adi Mudra, it locks up all four chakras down. Your five chakras here, it locks up all five chakras and pushes the energy up. It is connected to Ajna Chakra, intuition center, this one. And your thumb and tip of the forefinger together is called as Chin Mudra. It is for the whole body, is connected to calms the mind, Sahasrara Chakra. These mudras are connected to the elements in the body. These connected to the various chakras in the body. And manipulating, I will touch upon again this one, Prithvi Tattva, people with heaviness, lethargyness in the body and muscle pain, they find body pain, frequent body pain, they find this one beneficial. This one, people with bladder related problem and feeling dryness in the tongue, mouth all the time, feel the dry skin all the time. We keep, instead of applying the cream, instead of applying, do this one. It helps in nourishing the skin also. Varuna Mudra. And this one, bending this one, people with weak digestion, they find this one beneficial, Surya Mudra. Vayu Mudra, people with heart condition, heart is not working properly, and poor circulation, weak nerves, my nerves are not strong, I feel the trembling in the hands and trembling in the limbs, they find this one beneficial, this Vayu Mudra. And this one, thyroid, parathyroid, vocal cord problem, they find this one beneficial. This one, it's Akasha Mudra. And this one, Adi Mudra. Adi Mudra helps in opening up the upper lungs and helps in pushing the energy up. And Chin Mudra for helps in calming the mind, relaxing the mind. And this is Chin Mudra. And when the hands down, students are sitting like this, and teacher passes the energy like this. This is called as Jnana Mudra. And it's a Jnana Mudraya Krishnaya Gita Mrutaduhe Namaham. Like this is a Jnana Mudra, and student receiving like this. These are the mudras, and I will touch upon this one again next week. And